Psalm 1, I'll read the psalm. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Every single man and woman born on this earth that has lived and that is living and that will live walks one of two paths. There are only two paths in life that a man or woman can walk. Though men and women differ in their ethnicity and whether they're poor or rich, slave or free, or all the distinctions that you can make, there are really only two that matter, and it's this pathway that a man walks. The one path and the path that we on, the path that we are on, or the path that we follow, matters immensely, because the path that we are on will lead us to eternal prosperity or eternal peril. It'll bring us either eternal joy or blessedness, or eternal misery and ruin. This psalm, Psalm 1, is an introduction to the entire Psalter. And every other psalm after this is a prayer or a praise to the Lord. All of them except for this first psalm, if you'll notice, it's instructive. It teaches us that there is the way of the blessed man or the happy man whose life will bring blessing. And there's the way of the wicked man whose life will lead to eternal destruction and misery. And it's appropriate for this psalm to begin the Psalter, where if we are to sing or worship the Lord with these psalms, 2 through 150, then we have to know the kind of man that we ought to be to offer appropriate worship to the Lord. I'm going to read a quote from Matthew Henry, who comments on this first psalm. He says, "It is absolutely necessary to the acceptance of our devotions that we would be righteous before God, for it is only the prayer of the upright that is his delight. And therefore that we may be right, and therefore that we be right in our notions of blessedness and in our choice of the way that leads to it. Those are not fit to put up good prayers who do not walk in good ways." So this first psalm is a description of the man who is blessed. And tonight we're going to look primarily at the first three verses, which gives a description of the blessed man or the happy man whose pathway leads to blessing or joy or happiness. And that man who is blessed is first characterized negatively. This is what the blessed man is not. Is what he doesn't do. In verse 1, it says, "Blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers." If you'll notice in this verse, there's kind of a regression or a downward spiral of sin and iniquity. It begins first with one who walks, then one who stands, than one who sits. And the second noun there, it speaks of those, it speaks of counsel, and then of a way, and then of a seat. And also speaks of of the wicked, or some translations, the ungodly, and then a sinner, and then a scoffer. So each way it's a regression downward into a worse state, a worse man. And it begins by saying that blessed man is not one who walks in the counsel of the wicked or the ungodly. And the ungodly man is one who, he doesn't have any fear of God. He walks carelessly through his life. He does not give much thought of God or what is pleasing to God. He just kind of goes along his way. And it says, the godly man or the blessed man is not one who walks according to the counsel of this man. He does not listen to him, who does not believe that it is worth serving God or listening to God's word. Or he'll look at the Christian and how scrupulous he is in his life, and he doesn't understand. The blessed man is not does not follow his counsel. Secondly, he does not stand in the way of the sinner. And again, this is a regression from bad to worse. The sinner is the one who openly rebels against God and willfully indulges in sin. He makes sin his trade. And he makes his delight in the passions of sin. And this one, his heart becomes even harder than the ungodly man. And again, the blessed man does not stand with this man who makes sin a trade, who makes his delight in sin. And then from bad to worse to the worst is the scoffer, those who sit in the seat of the scoffer. And this is a man who is settled in a wicked way of life, so much so that he looks at religion, and he looks at the Bible, and he looks at those who walk in the commands of God, and he mocks them. And he scorns the idea that God would someday come and bring judgment upon men for their sin. This is the scoffer. And again, the blessed man is one who does not sit in the seat with the scoffer. And we each, as we walk through this world, we can look around and we can see men in each of these states, people who aren't saved. And the blessed man, our associations with worldly men and women must be kept loose so that we're not influenced by them and in their manner of life. So secondly, positively, what characterizes the blessed man, or the godly person, whose life will bring blessing and eternal happiness, is characterized by one who delights in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. This is verse 2. So he not only stays away from these men in verse 1 and their ways, but he delights in the law of the Lord. And you could take that to mean the Bible, or all of God's Word. He doesn't just read it. He delights in it. It's what he loves. In it he finds the words of his Heavenly Father, and he receives them as his child. He delights to receive instruction from his Heavenly Father. And he accepts all promises and threatenings alike. And he desires to live his life in accord with the words of the Bible. It is in the Word that we find Christ, and that we have communion and fellowship with Christ. And it is on his Word that he meditates day and night. He doesn't just read a chapter in the morning and say, "I've done my devotions." Again, it's food for his soul. We meditate on what we love. And the godly man who is blessed loves the law of the Lord, and he meditates on it day and night. In verse 3, we see the blessing of this man who makes the law of God his delight and who meditates on it day and night. It gives us a symbol of this tree that's planted by not a stream of water, but it says streams of water. And it yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. So again, this tree is just a symbol of health. It's a symbol of life. It's a symbol of blessing. The man who makes the word of God his delight and meditates on it will be like this tree. And he will have health. And he will bear fruit. And he will have leaves that don't wither. He'll be like the evergreens in New Orleans, Wisconsin. Even in the dead of winter, when all the other trees and bushes are dead, it will still have its leaves on it. And so it is with the godly. And when he walks according to the law of the Lord, all that he does, he will prosper in. Though the world be against him, if he obeys the word, he has the blessing of the Lord, and he will prosper. And just briefly, it compares the wicked and the utter ruin and destruction of them who do not walk, who do not delight in God's law, who do not care to walk in obedience to God's law. It says the wicked, they're not so. They're not like that tree that's planted by rivers of water. They're like chaff that the wind drives away. And we probably all know that in Israel, when they during the wheat harvest, they'd go up on a hill and they'd take the wheat. They throw it up in the air, and the wind would blow, and it'd separate the wheat from the chaff. The chaff was, the wind would blow it away, and the wheat would fall back to the ground, and the chaff was gone, never to be seen again. And it was worthless. It was invaluable. And so are the wicked who do not walk according to the law of the Lord. They are like the chaff, the wind blows away. It said they will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. It's speaking of their eternal destruction. They will be judged by God and damned. And they will not stand in the sinner with the righteous and their congregation. But there will be an eternal separation of the godly from the ungodly at the end. We all know the parable of the rich man, Lazarus and the rich man, where Lazarus is taken up into Abraham's bosom, and there's this great chasm between him and the rich man who is burning and perishing in hell, who is in misery. And so it will be at the end for all men and women, depending on what path they are on. Verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So in closing, we know that it is Christ. It is not merely by reading the Word or mechanically going through motions to walk in obedience to the Lord, but Christ is the gate and the entryway to the path of the blessed man. Without Christ, we cannot enter this pathway. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So apart from Christ, all men are on the way of the wicked that will perish. But in Christ, we have a pathway that leads to eternal blessing. And it is that path that we ought to follow. It is in this book that we meet Christ, and that we learn how we ought to live.